My fellow Americans, are you tired of the new normal?
Are you tired of the lies?
Election fraud. You know, the thing that the mainstream media and big tech says doesn't exist?
It is time to end it.
We must keep going. If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving.
Many of you are sitting here because you're wanting to know what the plan is.
This has to be peaceful. We have the right to peacefully assemble.
The solution has been in front of us all along.
Ask God if you should step into the gap and become a part of the plan.
The plan is simple.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We are the plan.
If you're waiting for others to do the work for you, you're going to be waiting a long time.
We are Conservative Daily.
Welcome back to Conservative Daily, everybody. Joe is back in Colorado, and he's doing much better. He's still in some pain, but he's doing great. So he'll be on in the next couple minutes. But we only have a few minutes. A great friend of the show and a great patriot, Liz Harris, she started her new job today. I know we had some interesting conversations about that around the new year. When we weren't sure whether or not she was hired. But she has some important updates because while we have the House race going on, there's so many things going on, the fight to restore our elections does not stop. And there are important dates coming up very, very soon this weekend. So without any further ado, Liz Harris, welcome. Please tell us what's going on and how are you?
Okay, so hi, I'm one day old here at the Arizona State Capitol. Very excited. Yesterday, we all got sworn in. And then Katie Hobbs, I hate to say Governor Katie Hobbs, did her State of the State. And, you know, she, within the first few minutes, she talked about the conspiracy theorist. And I went, I raised my hand and I said, right here, I'm one of them. Here I am. And, you know, some of the Republicans behind me laughed, but I don't think she saw me. But I'm literally going to have a T-shirt made. I identify as a conspiracy theorist or maybe a conspiracy factualist. But the narrative here, the narrative here in Arizona is clearly that everything that we've been saying about elections is false. And that is coming straight from Governor. If you look at one of her executive orders, she is now starting an elections task force. And what that's basically, in my opinion, what it's going to be designed to do is to show the world how safe and secure our elections are. And then she'll probably, you know, do something like eliminate voter ID or do something to, you know, eliminate this voter suppression that is complete malarkey. People are not suppressed when it comes to voting. If anything, we give far too many provisional ballots out. We all know the details, but right now, Katie Hobbs is not going to do anything in this state to help with election security, election integrity, to make sure that our elections cannot be cheated. And really, what all 50 states need to do, state by state, I'm preaching to the choir, one day, one vote, small precincts, hand counts. My idea is put the hand counts under videograph so that every precinct has its own audit. And then you have the results that night. You limit mail-in ballots to the absentee only for the military, the disabled, and a profession that cannot be there. And then for the nursing homes, I have a great friend, and he said, you know, there's a bipartisan group that can go out and actually help the nursing home people who are mentally competent to vote, get those, you know, again, a bipartisan team. So you're going to have both sides there witnessing that person filling out the ballot in secrecy and then securing it and delivering it versus sending in these, you know, nursing home paid staff to go around and collect ballots, which should be completely illegal because unfortunately the Dems do a really good job of collecting them. And who knows if, I mean, I think we've heard enough testimony that people who are in comas are submitting ballots. You know, how is that happening? So what's happening, so that's here, you know, at the state level. As far as like right now, what my job is to create the legislation. And of course, I'm going to focus on election integrity. And we have sharp deadlines right now, and everyone is racing around. Our production deadline is this Thursday. Every bill that we want as our intro bill sets needs to be in the hopper by 5 p.m. Thursday. So that's my job. I'm happy to have my job here. But what's happening in Maricopa County this Saturday, it's not directly related, but it's related, and it's extremely important. We are electing our new Maricopa County chair. So that's basically the chair of the Maricopa County Republican Party. And it is so important that we do not have a country club Republican or an establishment Republican or a rhino. I don't use the term rhino a lot because I think it's deeper than that. But an establishment Republican who literally... It's like a go along, get along, kiss the butts, forgive me. I know that's not very legislative of me to say that.
Hey, that's debatable nowadays.
but they're basically placating to the legislators who did nothing to correct election legislation over the last 2 years. There's no bill that has had serious teeth. One of the better bills is like, okay, we're going to eliminate Zuckerbucks. That's great. But I mean, now are they called Meta Bucks? I mean, I don't know. Like, we're not going to take the Facebook bucks, but are we going to take Meta? Are we going to take Instagram? I don't know. So, all right. My point here is that there is a slate running this Saturday. Now, a lot of you viewing, you're like, well, I'm not in Arizona, but chances are you know one of the 3,200 people that are going to be voting, because the people who are going to be voting are the precinct committee men in the state of Arizona. So it's slightly under 3,200, but they all have the opportunity to cast a vote this Saturday, the 14th. And if you know anyone in Arizona, just please get this message out, because chances are they know a committee man. And the slate is, it's called Team Truth. And it's Craig Berland, Shelby Bush, Jeff Greenspan, Diana Jones, and Lawrence Hudson. I'm going to tell you that these five people have done more work on election integrity than taking 20, and this is going to be really extreme, taking 20 legislative chairs and comparing it to the work that they've done on election integrity over their lifetime. So again, what I'm saying, that picture that you just showed, you've got Craig Berland. He's the guy in the red tie. He invested six figures of his personal money to help with the signature verification check that we're currently doing on the 2020 envelopes. And we got Shelby Bush. She's the younger woman in glasses. She has been working on this nonstop since actually 2018. You have next to Shelby, the older tall gentleman, Lawrence Hudson. He's been our data guru for the last 2 years. Diana Jones, amazing patriot. She comes to us from Cami, California, and she completely understands what it takes not to turn us into California. And then on the very end, we got Jeff Greenspan in the red tie with the white rectangles. Anyway, Jeff Greenspan was previously on the Maricopa County Republican Board, and they knocked him off because he was before his time in being outspoken about John McCain. So again, this is called Team Truth. These are the people we need in, and this is the team that Carrie Lake's endorsing. Carrie Lake, Mark Fincham, Jim O'Connor, myself, and Sonny Borelli, we're endorsing this team. But I'm telling you, Kelly Ward is endorsing the other team. We can't have the other team. I know all these people. And the team that you just showed the picture of, it is so important that we have them in our Maricopa County Republican leadership. I'm begging you to please get the word out on this team.
Well, you got hard deadlines. I know you've got a hard deadlines on Thursday, but Saturday is the day. So where is the best place? If are you coordinating on social media, anything to get people there?
So I believe the website is MCRC2023. I can send it to you.
I'll put it up. I just wanted to make sure. I think I have it in this image somewhere. MCRC.
But yeah, they have social media going. They're on Rumble. If we could just get the word out, let people know. And I know I have to run, but I just wanted to say I'm very saddened to learn that Diamond of Diamond and Silk passed. And my heart is out to Silk, their family. But Diamond and Silk, they made you smile. There's no question about it.
Yeah, so. I have one picture of you with them, which is really sweet. But this is a lesser magistrate moment, everybody. Everyone in Arizona and Maricopa, get out on the ground and start start getting in the gap. This is one of those moments that we do have the power to make sure that these people do not have the run of everything. This is not the House of Representatives. This is at the local level.
Right. And then there's Diamond and Silk. And we all wore red. Nothing was planned. And then I'd like to come back on in a week or two and talk about the replacement for Kelly Ward. Kelly Ward will not be running, and she does need to be replaced by someone who's going to do great things for the state. And I'm sorry, but they're putting it up a lot of establishment candidates, and I just want to talk about the merits of each.
Absolutely, it'd be our pleasure. I know you have to run. Okay. You've got to go to your job now. So,
yeah. Okay. Congratulations. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Liz.
I'm excited to be here. Bye bye.
God bless
you.
Hey,
take care, Liz.
All right. Let me make this so that
I can stay standing.
Yeah. Here. Let me. Because I know you're. You're still in a fair amount of pain.
Oh, yeah. That's an understatement of the century. So sorry I'm late, guys. this pain is not going away anytime soon. So it has not been fun. we do have a lot of stuff to go through today, and I apologize for being late.
That's okay. Liz had just a few minutes. She kind of bumped something so she could give us that update, because they have such a tight deadline for that. But
there's a lot going on in Arizona right now. My concern is that we keep, and I keep putting this out there, we keep going from scandal and to evil scandal, and we seem to latch onto it. The latest is going to be the Biden issue that we're facing right now, where Joe Biden has classified documents inside of a building that was given $54 million by the communist regime of China. And so we have to ask ourselves, rules are for thee, not for me. They're not looking into Hunter Biden. They're not looking into Joe Biden. And so we're dealing with this kabuki theater, and we keep hoping that somebody will have enough courage to do something about it. But Apollo, it doesn't feel like that's the case. It doesn't feel like there's any sort of accountability that's coming down the path.
Well, I mean, it's a very mixed bag, and honestly, it's kind of hard to read because you have what's going on in the House. I don't even know what to expect, and I'm trying not to, because Kevin McCarthy is now putting on, a grand show of, look, I'm going to hold my word. You know, I'm really the Republican guy. I don't think that's going to play out very long, but we'll see. They still don't have the Senate, so I don't know how far a lot of these things are going to go. And they're also losing a lot of focus on some of the local issues, which I see could potentially be a problem. The Supreme Court just knocked down pretty much everything that they could this week. So it's hard to read.
So next Monday, we're going to do a two-hour show. And that two-hour show is going to be on things that working the problem. So Dominion, what we found out in Romania, the information that we have related to Eric Coomer, And the reason why I'm doing this is because there was an aha moment that I had when I did this deposition with Mike Lindell. And I talked a little bit about the part where I didn't like seeing myself as angry as I was on the podcast back in November of 2020. You get a chance to go back and look at it. I was pretty angry. And a lot of that had to do with people attacking my family. But the thing that I want to talk about related to Coomer is that how did I pick Coomer? I pick him out of a hat. Right, Apollo? How?
Yeah, it is interesting on its face that you, out of nowhere, being, you know, pretty much anonymous, especially publicly in the political scene, like before you ever did the podcast, that you just came out with claims and it happened to be the head of strategy and security.
And he happened to write a news article about raping his wife and peeing on her, making her bark like a dog, and being arrested twice for crimes in California, being a drug addict. I mean, I can go down the line. I mean, posting the Antifa manifesto. I mean, I could just continue to go down this line and this pathway. And the further you go down the line, the more you go, how? If he was not on that call, then how is it that we have all this information related to Dominion that ties back to adjudication? How? And how is it that he owns the patent for adjudication? What is it? Just am I clairvoyant? Am I just that I spend all my time trying to look into Dominion? I was up at a hunting elk. I wasn't there. There was no hanging out with anyone that had anything to do with anything. I was hunting elk. That's what I was doing. So it's not like I woke up one day and I said, "Ah, you know what? I want to hunt elk and talk about voting machines." 3 days after the election, it wasn't even on my mind. What was on my mind was hunting an elk, getting some meat and a nice little trophy to put on the wall. How? How is it that everyone is lying except for Eric Coomer? He would have been better off coming out, by the way, and saying, you know what? I was being the flamboyant self that I am. I was just being ridiculous. I shouldn't have said it. But I said it, and you know what? I shouldn't have done it, but I didn't affect the election. He would have been better off doing that than going the path that he went this way. Right? Because, Apollo, who in the right mind just picks a guy out of a hat and he happens to be a demon? Have the Church of Satan tattoo literally on his arm.
Well, and, you know, that's all just, like, added onto the top of the cake.
But how?
The point is, after a clearly stolen election, you came out and then somehow magically pulled out a dude who happened to be the head of strategy and security for the voting company that has the majority of the voting machines and handles the votes for the majority of the American population, and happens to be on video describing how these patents work and how they can do all the grand things that the tabulators do, which now 2 years later have been completely borne out. Statistically, I would say that's a big zero.
And you know, the other part that always bothers me about all this, as I think about it, why the coordinated attack on every social platform against me? Why? And by the way, I'm not talking about just Facebook. I'm talking about a coordinated attack across all platforms to let's shut Joe Altman up. Why, Apollo? Why did Ivan Raiklin get a phone call from someone that says, don't go on Joe Altman's show? Why?
Well, I mean, generally, obviously, you're over the target. Two, I think...
These are people on our side, supposedly.
Well, but that goes down to it. Number one, we know that some of these people who are on our side are not on our side. I don't know who all of them are, but we have found that out quite a few times over the last couple of years. In fact, in regards to a couple of people more... just in the last month or so. But we know that some of these people are not actually on our side, and we know that some of them are just cowards, that's what they are. They're cowards. So when people go straight at the throat of the beast, then, you know, suddenly they don't want to be in the danger zone. They want to play, you know, Republican. They want to have decorum.
And yeah, so they want to have decorum.
Then they don't want to play ball with you.
And I don't want to have decorum. Because what we're seeing right now, and look, there's a time for decorum. There's a time for it. But how much more kabuki theater are we going to have before we decide that we've had enough? And they don't like the fact that I'm talking about truth. They don't like it. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I keep telling everyone that no matter what you do, no matter how much truth we uncover, there's no accountability for the people that are making all of these bad decisions to hurt you. There's none. Show me just a little bit of it. I want to see it. The one thing that I've learned in the 2 years of politics is that nothing is as it seems. No one is who they say they are. There's a lack of authenticity across the board. Now, I'm not saying that everyone is that way, but everyone is positioning themselves on the same side to be the one that actually is the savior. The one that could say, hey, I saved the world. Look at me. I am your guy. I'm it. And I'm reminded over and over and over again as we walk through this path that there is no it. There is no Paul Revere. There is no one person that's going to save the country. It's the constitution of the people, the collection of the people that decide that they've had enough. The people of Brazil are having that. And frankly, we're over here cheering them on. Okay, I want to say this. And this is not a Joe is right environment. Okay? But I'm agitated. My back hurts. But I came out against Ukraine day one, did I not?
Yeah, like right around literally the beginning.
And Max literally, that was a falling moment for him. That was a moment where he's like, I can't believe you would support Russia. And I thought to myself, how can I not support Russia? Every day, twice on Sunday. Why? You got NATO poking them every single day. You got an 8-year war. You got Ukrainian people that are basically propping up communism, propping up the Nazis, and saying, hey, go out there and do whatever damage you want to do. They have, what, 40, 50 sites? Bioweapon labs?
Yeah, they're all over Ukraine.
There's no respecting the sovereignty of Russia, and yet Russia, and by the way, the people of Ukraine don't want to be supported by Zelensky. The guy's a joke. He shows up in sweatpants and a sweatshirt to come over here and berate the American people on how much more we should do for them. Tell me I'm wrong. And I came out way back when? February 2021. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's coming around to the idea that we sent them $100 billion. We got nothing for it. And it's a money laundering operation that happens to tie into FTX. And now you have every single fact checker out there saying, oh, it's disproven. No, it's not. There's no evidence. They're lying about everything.
And real quick, guys, want to remind you of another one of our sponsors. Are the Biden administration's New Year's goals of tax and spend and turn a blind eye to inflation at odds with your goals of securing your savings? When you've finally had enough of the games government is playing with your savings and retirement, diversify into gold with Birch Gold. I'm tired of my money being impacted by stupid decisions by leaders in Washington. For over 5,000 years, gold has withstood inflation, geopolitical turmoil, and stock market crashes. And here's the great news. You can still get it. In fact, you can hold gold and silver in a tax-sheltered retirement account. Birch Gold makes it easy to convert an IRA or 401k into an IRA in precious metals. Here's what you need to do. Text the word DAILY, D-A-I-L-Y, to 989-898 to claim your free info kit on gold. With almost 20 years' experience converting IRAs and 401ks into precious metals IRAs, Birch Gold can help you. Protect yourself with gold today by texting DAILY, D-A-I-L-Y, to the number 989-898. With an A-plus rating, with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of happy customers, and countless 5-star reviews, secure your future with gold. Start today with your free info kit. There's zero obligations to make this request. Just text DAILY, D-A-I-L-Y, to 989-898. Again, that's 989-898.
You got a football player that falls over, has a heart attack on the field, goes to the hospital. He's been vaccinated. Everyone else is talking about it. Everyone. But you're not allowed to say the quiet part out loud. And as Chris Paul said, this is adults sitting at a kiddie table. Knowing what the truth is, but afraid to speak it because you might actually be, I don't know, hit with a bat. And here I go, just boop, 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 boop. Truth. Here's some more truth. Carrie Lake's not going to win her election. Neither. I went on to a show over at Badlands, and I said, she's not going to win. Mark Fincham's not going to win. Abe's not going to win. Nobody's going to win. And Apollo, I mean, literally, I was, they were like, oh, okay, Debbie Downer, right?
Yeah, I remember that was like late at night. I think it was around 11.
And by the way, the Badlands people over at Badlands Media are amazing. Patel Patriot, amazing. I go down the line. Alpha Warrior, amazing. Brian Cancon, amazing. I mean, I can literally. Chris Paul, amazing, 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 amazing. I hope to do lots of stuff with Badlands. But I spoke truth. It wasn't convenient truth. I knew what was going to happen when we went to Arizona. I said, look, all of these talking heads are going to stand up and say, don't go. Didn't I, Apollo? Didn't I say it? I said it. I said that the case in the Supreme Court, as soon as I looked at the judge, I'm like, all right, well, I've done this before. That judge right there is in on it. I knew right away that the judge was in on it. Now, does that mean that I'm clairvoyant? Does that mean that I'm some sort of carrier of truth? No. It just means I'm smart enough to see that they cannot allow any major wins for us. They can only allow hopium to continue down the road. Now we have the Biden deal, the Hunter laptop. And we have all of this stuff that we spent amazing amounts of time to bring to the forefront, only to show you as the American people that there is no justice. None. We were right about BLM, weren't we? We're right about Antifa. It's an organization. We're right about Heidi Beadle. Were we not right about Heidi Beadle, Apollo?
Yeah. In fact, they call us conspiracy theorists, which is just, it's just pathetic. You know, we're just observant. So the things here in Colorado, I mean, going back, let's just talk about the people. Antifa, BLM yeah. riots, COVID, the economy, China, like all these, literally all of these things. The American people have been right on average, like the actual American people, not the ones that they tell you we are in Politico. We've been right year after year. And yet we're still vilified.
All right. Tucker Carlson gets on and talks about stuff, and I'm like, well, that's interesting. I'm so glad we're finally talking about it. Right? I'm so glad we're finally at that place where we can talk about it. But the unified effort to smash the voice of Joe Altman, just smash it, smash it, smash it. Being told by someone, don't give that guy the ability to have a voice.
I mean, go back to some of those Republican events that you were invited to. Joe, you can't talk about the machines.
Can't talk about machines.
Can't talk about Dominion.
And I keep saying, the machines, you can't outvote the machines.
That was 2 years ago. That's yeah. literally 2 years ago.
Yeah. Been going on for 2 years. And I keep speaking truth. I keep just arm wrestling, telling you guys, listen, if you don't want to hear the truth, don't come to the podcast. Don't come here because I'm going to speak truth. And I'm going to do, and everybody goes, Joe, run for office. For what? You can't win against the machine. You can't. And when you go to court, you get nowhere. So until the American people decide that they're going to stand off and exert force, they're not going to do anything about it. And you want to talk about what's going on in Brazil? You got the military standing up against the police right now. That's a real thing that's happening right now. And this is not a call to violence. This is saying, listen, if you don't want $8 eggs, if you don't want Kabuki theater, if you don't want to go through this up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down and watching your relatives die and then stuffing stuff down your veins and closing up, wear a mask, do this. We got your kids. Gender fluidity. I mean, I could go through the whole thing. If you don't want that, then you got to decide that it's important enough that you stand up to it. You have to become an ambassador of truth. I keep talking about it, and people keep not being about it. Now, the people that are here, they're about it. I get it. You're about it. But at some point, there's got to be some investment that is made in creating truth. I go up there and I hammer Elon Musk. Hey, give me my account back. Why in the world would I not get my account back at Twitter? Why? Apollo? And no, this is not an about me. This isn't about looking at the constructively at the why. How can you be right this many times and yet be the guy that is dangerous to society? And that's what they're basically saying. You're a danger, Joe. You're a danger because you talk about truth. We're not allowed to have truth. Well, then what the hell are we here working for? What are we moving towards if it's not truth? I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed that we haven't figured out yet. We haven't figured it out yet. And maybe you have. Maybe you have figured it out. But where in the world are we going to have a place where truth becomes a thing that we actually chase if we never chase it? We see it go by and we go, like, oh, there's truth. Oh, truth just went by. Hey, Apollo, there's truth. Whew. Just went by you. And no, I speak my mind. Am I not supposed to speak my mind? And then people get offended. Like, oh, Joe, I'm so offended by you. Okay. You're offended by me. I don't want to be in this freaking fight to begin with. I'd rather be doing anything else but this. I love technology. I'd rather be just doing that. But I ask you again, how the hell did I pick Eric Coomer out of all of the people that work for Dominion? Why not the CEO? I didn't know jack about him. I was sitting, literally sitting on a couch, trying to figure out what I was going to do with this information. Oh, but now Eric Coomer sues everyone. All of a sudden, that's the dominant truth. And then article after article about me gets written, published. Lie after lie after lie after lie. Slander, 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 slander. I can't come back from it. Did you think I was not smart enough to know that I can't come back from it the day I stepped out? We got more of the show to actually talk about. I'm done talking about this. Let's talk about the clown at the U.S. border, shall we? Let's talk about the fact, by the way, that there are immigrants everywhere. It's like, I mean, excuse me, illegals everywhere. It's like freaking, I don't know, range maggots. And you could say, oh, Joe, you're establishing range maggots with people. No, listen, we have a country with borders. We have people here that literally are stretched all the way to their max. And if everything is not being done to destroy the American people and the spirit of America, you tell me why we're going through what we're going through. But we have range maggots everywhere, illegals everywhere. And the American people are suffering. And now you have kabuki theater happening at the border? More kabuki theater. Let's clear it out. Let's clear it out. We don't want anybody to see it. Let's do this. This is Tucker Carlson talking about what's happening at the border. Let's play B1.
A border that he's left open for the last 2 years. Yesterday, he went to El Paso.
I know you have people every day, but I'm trying to get a sense of the flow. The average
I would say 300 to 400.
Correct, yes. And then we have our little peaks, but we have that over 1,000 per day, 900 per day.
So Joe Biden didn't see any foreign nationals living on the streets of El Paso because, like Baby Doc or any other dictator, he just had them removed before he got there. We're not making that up. We can prove it. You're seeing the pictures before and after Joe Biden's visit on your screen right now. Now, White House spokesman John Kirby, one of the most dishonest people in American life, was asked about this today. Here's his non-answer.
There's reporting that El Paso has cleared the downtown of these expansive migrant camps that have grown there in advance of the president's arrival. Is the president going to see a sanitized version of El Paso when he arrives at the border on Sunday?
The president's very much looking forward to seeing for himself firsthand what the border security situation looks like, particularly in El Paso.
Didn't answer it.
How can Kirby live with himself? What a liar. Stand up for the country for once. Irene Armendariz Jackson is a native of El Paso and is the president of the Border Security Coalition. She's married to a Border Patrol agent. She joins us tonight to assess. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. So you are from El Paso, which is one of the great cities in this country, in my view. It's really been hurt by an open border. How did you respond when you saw the White House team clean it up just for Biden's arrival?
Well, it just exposes one more time the hypocrisy and the lies of this administration. Nothing that comes out of that administration should we believe. You know, when they say it's day, I go out and look at a window and make sure that it is day, because I absolutely do not believe anything they say. So when he said that he was coming to see for himself, we already knew what they were going to do, because they did it when Mayorkas came. They did it when Harris came. Why wouldn't they do it when Biden was coming?
But you have to live there. It's your city. I mean, they leave, but you're still there.
Absolutely.
How does that feel?
Absolutely. Well, it's a slap on the face. You know, we are in the midst of a crisis. We see it every day. So I'm standing in one of the epicenters where there was people sleeping everywhere. Around the corner is the Chihuahuita Street, which is where all the photos that you see. But here you see some drone footage as well. And they were sleeping almost right on top of each other. There's another location as well. So as soon as we heard that he was coming, I hurried down here and I made sure that I took those last pictures and so we could prove to America that Biden was not coming to see the reality of the border. He was coming to see a sanitized, a clean El Paso, and not only shame on the administration, but shame on our representative Veronica Escobar and shame on our mayor for allowing this to happen. What was the price that they promised them to be able to clean this up and make Biden look good?
Selling out their own city. I'm so glad that you said that. That's the most shameful. That's exactly right. Irene Amendarez Jackson, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Go to Border Security Coalition.
They sanitized the border. They sanitized a town that has been, I mean, materially taken over by illegals. Not legal residents. Illegals, people that do not belong in our country. They do not belong here. And you would say, fix the immigration system. You can't fix the immigration system without first putting security in place at the border. And notice, by the way, that Joe Biden took pictures of himself standing in front of a border wall because he felt safe because it was, I don't know, 20 feet tall. And yet those borders are used to traffic children. Those borders are used to traffic women. Those borders are used to traffic fentanyl, and here the kills are kids. And we don't want to talk about it. This episode of Conservative Daily is brought to you by DCF Guns. They're not just a supporter and a partner of the show. They're an organization that is on the front line of promoting safe and responsible gun ownership. Along with being a staunch defender of the Second Amendment, they have a lot of different things inside of their three ranges and stores. So they have a gunsmith at every location. They have the ability to do massive amounts of training, anything from beginners all the way up to competitive shooting. They're also the best gun store in Colorado. Between a massive arsenal of top-tier firearms, competitive pricing on ammunition, they're a go-to resource for newcomers and expert shooters alike. Memberships there start for as little as $25 a month and offer an arsenal of benefits beyond that, such as store-wide discounts and special access to training. Even better, what you're seeing right now is DCF Guns also has an e-commerce option, meaning you can take advantage of the awesome prices without leaving your home. Just visit dcfguns.co and start browsing. I do want to tell you that as a listener of conservative-daily.com, you get an additional 5% off everything in the store. You have to use discount code Joe. That's J-O-E. That's discount code Joe. Go to dcfguns.co and use discount code Joe, J-O-E. That's me. Or it's coffee, cup of Joe. But you can go there and save an additional 5% off every single thing on the site. As always, we'll keep the range hot and the deals hotter only at DCF Guns in Castle Rock and Colorado Springs, and now online, available to everyone across the entire country. If you're on the left, you are willing to sacrifice people in your community, your friends who happen to do drugs. You're willing to sacrifice them because you want to do what you think is popular. There's an article out there in the Washington Examiner, El Paso clears downtown migrant camps. This is a great article that written by the Washington Examiner. El Paso clears downtown of expansive migrant camps ahead of Biden visit. As we look into this, it says city sidewalks are transformed into makeshift homeless camps. At tens of thousands of illegal immigrants were released into downtown El Paso in recent months, have been cleared out ahead of President Joe Biden's arrival Sunday. Hundreds of people camped out the individual blocks surrounding the Greyhound bus station and Sacred Heart Church have been removed out of eyesight by local El Paso police officers and federal Border Patrol agents, according to four law enforcement officials who spoke with the Washington Examiner on Thursday. Here's another one we want to look at. Biden says Mexico to step up help with border security plan stripped to El Paso border. This was done a few days before he actually came in. Mexico trip. Biden is traveling to Mexico January 9th and 10th to meet with Obrador. Migration will be right at the top of the issues they will discuss, White House spokesperson John Kirby said Wednesday. Other priorities are climate change. Climate change.
Thank goodness.
Climate change and drug trafficking include the flow of fentanyl across the border, influx of migrants. How do you stop fentanyl from coming across the border when you don't have secure borders? More than 2.38 million migrants were stopped at the U.S.-Mexican border during a fiscal year that ended on September 30th, the first time the number topped 2 million in a year. It's a state of emergency. El Paso Mayor Oscar Lesser declared a state of emergency last month after Border Patrol released more than 10,000 asylum seekers and other migrants in a single week. Hundreds have been sleeping on city streets. Take it down. Kamala Harris, by the way, is tasked at the start of the administration with addressing the root cause of migration, attended his speech. So this just gets into unbelievable. And I don't even know where to start with this. But Biden unveiled new policies Thursday to dramatically increase expulsions at the southern border after he said that Mexico agreed to accept the return of migrants from Venezuela, Nicaragua, Haiti, and Cuba who entered the U.S. illegally. Biden says Mexico has agreed to accept up to 30,000 migrants a month from each of the countries. Typically, these individuals would be returned to their home nations, but their governments haven't been willing to accept the individuals back, leaving them in the U.S. My message is to this, if you're trying to leave Cuba, Nicaragua, or Haiti, or have agreed to begin a journey to America, I do not show up at the border, Biden said in a speech from the White House. Stay where you are and apply legally from there. And they have all sorts of, they figured it out.
What a statement, too. I mean, think about that. That was, Trump said something akin to that, and we went through months of racism rhetoric and bigotry, all kinds of stuff. And you talk about Kabuki theater, like we see in the courts and in the House of Reps. They give zero damns about the border. And then suddenly he goes down to a photo op down there, which he starts in a parking lot, by the way. And all of a sudden they decide to clean up the streets. That tells you about all that you need to know. And this is just on the heels of another $3 billion that they sent to Ukraine, which was a bunch of weapons. Majority of which won't, all this money won't actually go there anyways, because they're just embezzling from the American people.
Well, you're absolutely right. But here's the thing. We're not addressing the problem. We know what the problem is. We know that we're filling the coffers of these radical leftist evil people, these Satanists inside of our country. And I keep telling you that once they've infiltrated every part of the government and they have this little secret handshake, part of the secret handshake, by the way, is this thing that people do on their page where they post an organization that they are donating to. Count on it. Go to one of the radical leftists that does all this stuff and they'll have a donation page right up to some sort of donated charity. It's their signal to each other. Their signals. All right. So, we probably need to talk about the news article that came out of the Daily Mail. The Biden lands in Mexico for the Three Amigos Summit after his three-hour tour of the border with plans act on migration, illegal drug following government arrest of kingpin El Chapo Guzman's son in violent clash. So interesting article if you read it. Having finally checked the box of border visit after his list, after repeated demands of his rivals, he landed south of the border where he will confront vexing problems of the drug trade and illegal immigration at the Three Amigos Summit. He'll be on the ground for 2 days' time, but the challenges in Mexico President Andres Obrador and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Okay, why are we having a meeting with Justin Trudeau? I mean, keep in mind, this is a guy, I don't even know if you guys all saw this, and I don't even know if we have it in our rundown, but there was a Salvation Army man down in worked for the Salvation Army that Joe Biden had a conversation with that said that he used to work with the Secret Service.
Oh, in Poland.
In Poland.
Oh, give me a minute. I'll find that.
He actually thought this guy that worked for the Salvation Army was a Secret Service agent. I kid you not. Now, this is the guy that is running the free world. Go ahead and take this down if you would. There's more to it, but frankly, it's more of the same of what we keep talking about. But while Biden was in Mexico.
I have that clip if you want to play it.
Let's go ahead and play this clip. This is, you got to see this. Just.
Yeah, it's 30 seconds. Just check this out.
And here we have a Salvation Army. some time with Secret Service, Poland, and Ukraine. The Secret Service is
Time with the Secret Service in Poland and Ukraine. Do you see the guy? You see his face? He goes, okay, sure.
No idea why you'd be saying that to me, but okay, that's very interesting. It's a good thing to talk about, I guess. But while he was in Mexico, actually, let's do this first. I want you to see this summit. It was a complete disaster. So there's a video that I want to play. This is the narrative from ABC on the summit in Mexico. Let's play B11.
We're going to turn now to President Biden's high-stakes summit in Mexico. Just before we came on the air tonight, the president meeting with President López Obrador in Mexico amid this continuing immigration and humanitarian crisis at the border. The president, meanwhile, Sunday, visiting the border himself in El Paso. Tonight here, President Biden's new crackdown. What's in it and will it work? And the numbers are already coming down in recent weeks slightly. So what's driving this? Mary Bruce, traveling with the president tonight.
President Biden tonight meeting with the Mexican president amid the immigration and humanitarian crisis on the border. It comes 24 hours after Biden, for the first time as president, traveled to the border to see for himself.
They need a lot of resources and we're going to get it for them.
Just last month, about 2,500 people a day were apprehended in El Paso. The administration surged money and manpower, and now the numbers have dropped to about 700. Biden's new plan expels migrants from Nicaragua, Venezuela, Haiti, and Cuba who cross the border illegally. The U.S. will accept 30,000 migrants a month from those four countries who meet strict criteria, including having a sponsor in the U.S. Texas's Republican governor says it's too little, too late.
The president who caused the chaos of the border needed to be here. It just so happens he's 2 years and about $20 billion too late.
Now, we took that criticism to the White House, and they insist this has always been a priority for the president and that Republicans in Congress are the ones who are failing to act. David.
Republicans in Congress. Who's held both chambers of Congress, and what bill has actually come across the desk or across anything that would stop the crisis from happening at the border? But they don't want to cross. They don't want to solve that problem, because if they wanted to solve that problem, they'd start with not letting a vaccine get pushed into the veins of young people and people around America that's causing adverse reactions nearly everywhere. Here's another video, the narrative from Bloomberg. Oh my gosh, this is really good. Play 12.
And Emery, first to you. Walk us through the president's agenda through the next couple of days.
Well, Jonathan, this afternoon he's going to be joining along with First Lady Jill Biden, really just a welcoming ceremony by AMLO. And then him and AMLO will have the Mexican president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, more colloquially known as AMLO. They will have their own bilateral meeting. And really the focus of this meeting, Jonathan, is going to be migration.
Trilateral.
They just struck this deal last week that the president announced. Mexican officials are also on board with this deal. On top of that, another big one is going to be shared security. And the White House talks about the fact that they are going to talk about the fentanyl crisis. Mexico, Jonathan, you can imagine, is going to point to the fact that they just got a huge arrest with El Chapo's son, which the U.S. has put pressure on Mexican authorities because they consider him one of the major traffickers when it comes to fentanyl. This is a huge issue in the United States with John Kirby, Admiral Kirby of the National Security Council, talking about the fact on Friday that since August, they saw an increase, and what the Border Patrols have been able to take in is 20,000 pounds of fentanyl. On top of all that, when it comes to the drug trafficking, migration, then they will talk about trade. One of the big disputes Canada, Jonathan, and the United States have with Mexico is some nationalist policies when it comes to energy.
Emily, too.
Okay. Why Trudeau? Are we managing by committee now? Are we? Well, while he was in Mexico, a scandal broke out at Mar-a-Lago. Oh, that's right. It wasn't Mar-a-Lago. I apologize. It was at the Biden Penn Institute, right? Biden Penn Institute. Let's put this up there if we can. This is a headline from Fox News. Pretty interesting stuff. I'm going to put it up. We got it there. We're almost there. Yep.
Sorry, I closed it on accident.
All right.
All right, got it.
Here we go. Liberal media roasted for excusing Biden document scandal. When will the FBI raid his home? Let's go through this for a minute if we should, if we can. The Washington Post and CBS rushed to defend Biden after classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement in Washington, D.C., while Twitter users asked why former President Trump's home was raided for similar allegations. Trump's Mar-a-Lago's residence was raided last year on suspicions that he was possession of classified documents. The Washington Post released a tweet to try and frame the situation for its readers. The case will likely draw comparisons to Mar-a-Lago, but appears quite different. Officials said the Trump investigation concerns not just the possible mishandling of classified documents, but possibly obstruction of justice or destruction of records. That's interesting, isn't it? Kind of interesting.
The double standard is getting louder.
It's not even a double standard. So some Twitter users responded directly to the Washington Post tweet on the Biden document scandal. Federalist staff writer Sam Mangold-Lynette questioned why the situation appeared to be different to the Post. It appears quite different, doesn't it? Does it? MSNBC national security analyst Mark Polymeropoulos defended Biden, but still called for a consistency in the government's response. Of course, the two cases are different, particularly in terms of obstruction, but a damage assessment must be done. We need to be consistent. Those who were howled at the Trump doc spill, this is different, but still not good. All right, listen to me. Take this down. Here's the difference. You ready? Let me just tell you what the difference is. Ready? President Trump was in discussions with the National Archive, which started all this, and negotiations on what documents he was turning over. Where's the obstruction? He was in active conversations about what documents they would like to have returned. After stating, Kash Patel said this, that those documents that they requested were declassified. So as we have this declassification and the government comes back in and says, hey, even though President Trump said it's declassified, we're going to go in and take all of those documents from him because we're afraid that he actually might show the American people what we're up to. The difference is these documents sat and sat and sat inside of an organization that got $54 million in gifts from the communist country of China. What else does China have related to the United States? And by the way, who's in charge? Who's in charge of this country?
Certainly not us.
Trump was the biggest disaster to the establishment ever to exist. Stepped in and started pulling back the layers of the onion and showing us exactly what they are. There's more to talk about related to that. I don't even know where to start. But I want to say this. Yesterday, everyone got excited because they wanted to rescind certain balances made available to the Internal Revenue Service. This happened yesterday, right?
Oh, the IRS, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have started to have Democrats come out and defend the the IRS.
They said, "Oh, yeah, you want to defend the IRS, the 87,000 agents that are being trained to basically shoot Americans that resist them coming in like a cabal and just taking everything that they want. Is there any difference to what happened in the 14 and 1500s with the Crown walking in with their tax bibs to take money from people, take land from people, take opportunity from people and what they're doing today? Any difference? Let me tell you what the big difference is. Let me tell you how the Revolutionary War started, how the Constitution was enacted. The Constitution, by the way, do you know what the average age was of the founding fathers? 30. You know what the average age of the leader across the entire globe is today? 70. 70. You think I'm wrong? Go check it. Go check the average age of the person that is sitting in some significant office across the entire world. And it's 70 years old. And the ones that are younger are the proteges of the Soroses of the world or the Bill Gates of the world who are spreading propaganda and lies downstream. We are in a hot war, guys. We are not in a warm war. We are not in a cold war. We are in a hot war. It is blazing hot. And the grip of the Nancy Pelosi's and the Mitch McConnell's and the the Clintons is so tight around the necks of Americans. Yeah, we get Kabuki theater. So let's talk about what Kabuki theater is. Yesterday, there was a vote in the House to rescind the ability for them to hire 87,000 officers being hired. It passed the House. Everyone was excited. Woo! I saw post after post after post after post. Apollo, it was exciting, right? I even saw it in our chat. Look what the House did. What did I say, Apollo? Tell you what I said. I said, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter, Apollo?
Well, number one, we don't have the Senate. Number two, I don't know what's actually going to happen. But here's one thing that was really powerful that I will say was actually really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And again, considering that all this, 100%, all of it, it's possible all of it could be theater. Like every single bit of it. That's possible. Absolutely. But what those handful of people, the 20 who then got whittled down to six.
Yeah.
They did show that a handful of people this entire time that we've been going through all of this can't hold out. If there's any truth to what's going on, a handful of people can absolutely just stand in opposition and refuse to back down, and they can put pressure on some of these bodies.
But at the end of the day, and I agree with you, because if we take that part, can we apply it to the people today? Can we apply it to the people? Can we apply it to the people?
Absolutely.
I think we can. If a few good men are willing to stand up and say, listen, enough of the BS. Let's just stop it. And apply force. I didn't say violence. I said force. Now we're cooking with gasoline. Now these old people who are frail, weak, ineffectual, selfish, greedy, power hungry, nearly half dead. Those people, they would have to think twice. They would have to get inside of that helicopter and flee because the people are standing up and saying, we've had enough. How long do you think it becomes a bloody battle in Brazil? And what are you going to do? You're going to kill everybody? You're going to kill 80% of the country because you figured out in Brazil that a majority of the people in Brazil think communism sucks. They watch their counterparts in other countries around of this happen to, and they're like, what else are we going to, why would we not fight for this? So a few good men. And listen, if you don't like what I'm saying, I'm really sorry. Don't worry. It's just a matter of time. They'll find another way to cut off another, oh, we're going to ban them on this platform or this platform. Sooner or later, they'll quell my voice, and you won't have a voice. You won't have the ability to stand up. And how do I know that that's true? Because that's what's happening right now. I'm shadow banned on Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify. And why? Why? Why come after me? Change my mind. Change my mind that we're not in Kabuki theater. Change my mind that we're not dealing with something that is absolutely avoidable. And yet we're so afraid of the force that needs to be applied. We're afraid. We know we're right, but we'd rather keep our heads in the sand, or we'd rather sit here and complain, watch Kabuki theater, and get ourselves addicted to the hopium. This time will be different. This time will be different. Oh, we got Pfizer right where we want them. We got Moderna right where we want them. Man, they're falling over dead left and right. People are waking up. And yet we're not showing them where the fire is. They see the smoke, but we're not working the problem and creating solutions. You don't have to like what I have to say. You don't.
That's it for part one of this episode of Conservative Daily Podcast. Part two is coming up next, and you don't want to miss it. Thanks for listening. God bless America.